So today's Mishnah is Masechtas Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and we're moving along and we're continuing to discuss the laws of Kriyat Shema. So the previous Mishnah discussed whether one is allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema. And the Mishnah said it's a machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't have to review the specifics, but one thing that was very clear in the Mishnah was that it depends on whether you're baprakim, you're in between paragraphs, or whether you're beemtza, you're in middle of a paragraph. So obviously it's more lenient if you want to be mafsik in between paragraphs than it would be beemtza if you're in the middle of a paragraph, says the Mishnah. So we need to define now, what does it mean in between paragraphs? And what does it mean in middle of a paragraph? Elohim ben haprakim. The following are the list of what's considered ben haprakim. Ben bracha rishayna lishneya. So you're in between the first bracha of Kriyat Shema and the second bracha of Kriyat Shema. So from the previous Mishnah, you could have easily thought that the halachos of being mafsik during Kriyat Shema only relate to the actual Kriyat Shema. The brachos that come before and after, who said it has to do with anything? But from the second Mishnah, it's very, very clear that that's not the way it is. But rather, what the Mishnah is saying is that these laws of being mafsik, making an interruption in the middle of Kriyat Shema, they apply to the brachos just as much as they apply to the actual Kriyat Shema. So again, what's Bein HaPrakim? Between the first bracha and the second bracha. So you finish saying Hamar V'Aravim and you didn't start yet Ahav HaSoilim. Bein Shnia L'Shema. Or you're in between the second bracha and Shema. Ubein Shema L'Vahayim Shema. You're in between Shema V'Vahayim Shema. Bein V'Vahayim Shema L'Vayomer. You're between V'Vahayim Shema and V'Vayomer. Bein V'Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv. Or you're between V'Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bein V'Vayomer L'Emes V'Yatziv L'Yafzik. You're never allowed to make an interruption between V'Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv. That's somehow more serious, more stringent than any other hafzik that you would ever want to make. Amar Rabbi Shulman Karcha. Said Rabbi Shulman Karcha. La Makad Meshma L'Vahayim Shema. So again, moving along, discussing the laws of Kriyat Shema. And we said many times that Kriyat Shema is made up of three parashiyos in the Torah. The parasha of Shema v'Yohavta, v'Hoyim Shemaya, and the parasha of Tzitzis. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha came and he revealed to us a little bit why the Torah or Chazal wanted us to say these three parashiyos and why in this particular order. So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said, why Shema before v'Hoyim Shemaya? Ella, the reason is k'dei she'yikabel olav ol malcha shemayim t'chilo v'achakach yikabel olav ol mitzvahs. What's the first parasha of Kriyat Shema? V'yohavta Hashem alekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol miyodecha Shema Yisrael Hashem alekeinu Hashem echad. You're being mekabel ol malcha shemayim. You're acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You're acknowledging that He created you for a purpose. That purpose is to serve Him. And you're taking that upon yourself. That's something that we do twice a day. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're acknowledging the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and that He created us to serve Him. What's V'Hayim Shemaya? Read the words. V'Hayim Shemaya Tishmu El Mitzvaysai. And then we say that if you're going to do the mitzvahs, V'Nasati Mitar Artzachem Be'ita, everything's going to be great. If you're not going to do the mitzvahs, then things aren't going to be so good. So the first parasha of Kriyat Shema is being mekabel oil malchus shemayim. The second parasha of Kriyat Shema is acknowledging that our fate is determined based on whether we do the mitzvahs or we don't do the mitzvahs. So said Rabbi Shulben Karch, if you understand what the parashas of Kriyat Shema represent, you can understand the order. First, you mekabel oil malchus shemayim, and afterwards, you kabel all of all mitzvahs. First, you acknowledge, you accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then afterwards, you mekabel all mitzvahs. Why do you say V'Hayim Shemayim before you say V'Yomer? Shavahayim Shemaya Noig by Yom of a Light. It's because V'Hayim Shemaya is something you do by day and by night. V'Hayim Shemaya represents all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are things you do by day and by night. V'Yomer, as opposed to V'Yomer in El Bayom, is something that you only do during the day, like we had mentioned in previous Mishnayos. V'Yomer is about the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah that you only do during the day. Mishnah Gimel, Akeres Hashma. If somebody reads Kriyat Shema, V'lo Yishmi L'Ozlan, but he didn't hear the words of Kriyat Shema come out of his mouth. Meaning, he said Kriyat Shema, but he couldn't hear himself. Yotza, it's okay. You're still Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. Kara v'loy dikteik ba'osi yaseya. What if somebody read Kriyat Shema, but he wasn't so careful with the diction of the words, with the pronunciation of the words? So for example, he mumbled some of the words. See, laman tizkeru, or different words where you can easily creates some confusion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yatza ye yaitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, La yatza ye na yaitza. Hakar lema freya. If somebody reads Kriya Shema backwards, so what does it mean he reads Kriya Shema backwards? So most of the Farshim say that it means that he read each pasuk in the right order, but the psukim themselves he read out of order. So instead of reading Vahaftas Hashem Alekecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol miyadecha, and then afterwards V'hayu advarim e'ilah asher anoichi mitzav chayim alav avecha, he did it in the reverse. He said V'hayu advarim e'ilah asher anoichi mitzav chayim alav avecha, and then afterwards V'hayaftas Hashem Alekecha b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol miyadecha. So what happens if somebody does that? Says the Mishnah lo yotza, he's not going to be yotza. Kar v'ta. What if somebody is reading Kriya Shema v'ta and then he gets all confused, he's mixed up, he's not exactly sure where he's up to. So what should he do? You should go back to the place where you made the mistake. Meaning, go back to the last thing you know for sure you said, and then resume from that place.